Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting third. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fifth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Adam Piot. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mark Mulder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Graffanino. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Everett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durazo hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee hits a fly ball towards left. Piot catches it and throws to second to double up Ordonez, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Piatt. Everett reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Piatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piatt strikes out. 1 out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Creed hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Creed reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Creed moves to third. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Creed tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durazo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive towards third. Creed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Everett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Everett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Everett moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lee scores. Everett moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Piot is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Piot is 0-for-1 in the game. Piot strikes out. Two outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Graffanino hits a fly ball into left field. Piot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Everett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Everett is hit by the pitch. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada strikes out. 1 out. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durazo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durazo hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Creed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Graffanino hits a line drive towards the mound. Mulder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adam Piot is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Piot is 0 for 2 in the game. Piot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burley fires to first and has Piot trapped. There's the throw to Graffanino, who tags Piot for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Harris now playing center field. Carl Everett now playing left field. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.